This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Minister Amit Shah held an important meeting with senior Gorkha leaders today at a resort in Sukna, Siliguri. After the meeting, the Home Minister announced that a high-level committee to resolve the issues would be formed under the chairmanship of interlocutor Pankaj Singh, former BSF Director and Deputy National Security Advisor. Briefing media after the meeting, Darjeeling Lok Sabha MP Raju Bista said, "The meeting was very fruitful and all Gorkha leaders constructively presented their issues." After hearing the leaders, the Chief Minister, Shubhendu Adhikari, also expressed his views and commitment regarding concerned issues. The government today imposed restrictions on the manufacturing, sale and distribution of all fixed-dose combinations, FDCs, containing chlorpheniramine maleate and phenylephrine hydrochloride for children below 4 years of age. The Health Ministry in a notification mandated a clear warning that these medicines shall not be used for children below 4 years of age in a significant step to safeguard the health and safety of young children. The government directed manufacturers to clearly display the warning, "Fixed dose combination shall not be used in children below 4 years of age," on the label, package insert and promotional literature associated with these formulations. The government said the use of such combinations may pose risks to children below 4 years of age and that safer alternatives are available. The central government has notified the removal of the 12-minute advertisement duration cap for television channels. The decision has come into effect with notification of the amendment in the Cable Television Networks Rules 1994 in the Gazette. Earlier, the Information and Broadcasting Ministry said in a statement that in view of the changes that have occurred in the TV broadcasting sector, a need was felt to revisit the stipulations relating to advertisement duration. The BJP today passed a resolution regarding the honour and protection of the historical legacy of Vande Mataram. In a social media post, BJP President Nitin Naveen said the party strongly condemned and unequivocally opposed the Congress Working Committee's decision to sing only the first two stanzas of Vande Mataram in the party programmes. He added that the BJP is resolved to reject every attempt to subordinate the national song to communal pressure, political appeasement or narrow vote bank considerations. The BRICS Youth Ministers meeting will be held in Visakhapatnam this evening. The meeting, chaired by Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, will discuss ways to strengthen cooperation in youth development and empowerment, with a focus on education, skill development, entrepreneurship, well-being and sustainable development. The BRICS Sports Ministers meeting will be held in Visakhapatnam tomorrow, with discussions expected to focus on strengthening cooperation in sports. India has raised with Somalian authorities the issue of the hijacking of two foreign-flagged commercial vessels with 22 Indian sailors on board. The vessels, carrying 16 Indian seafarers on board MT Cebu and 6 Indian seafarers on board MV Lutuf, were hijacked by armed pirates in separate incidents off Yemen and Somalia. In a social media post, the Indian High Commission in Kenya said all Indian seafarers are reportedly safe. It said India attaches the highest importance to the safety and welfare of its seafaring community. The mission said they have taken up the matter with the concerned authorities in Somalia. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will undertake a two-day visit to Russia beginning tomorrow. The minister will co-chair the 27th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation. In Madhya Pradesh, heavy rain is continuing in several districts. Heavy rain has been lashing the eastern parts of the state for the past 2 days and several rivers are in spate. The Weather Department has issued an orange alert for extremely heavy rain in Sivani and Balaghat today. A heavy rain alert has also been issued for 12 districts including Datia, Bhind, Niwari, Tikamgarh and Chhatarpur. Light to heavy rain is also expected in several other parts. In the BWF Badminton World Championships, India's women's doubles pair of Trisa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will take on top seeds Liu Shangshu and Tan Ning of China in the semi-final in New Delhi in a short while. And with that, we end this news bulletin.